So, Brittany, when it comes to fitness nutrition, what exactly are we talking about? Are we talking about eating right to be as fit as possible?
Yes, we're talking about the best foods to eat pre-workout and post-workout in order to get the most benefits from your exercise.
Everybody thinks about before the workout, after the workout. We think about vegetables, protein. Is it okay to have any of those things? Or there are certain kinds of foods that are a little bit better than others for working out?
Well, everybody seems to think that protein is the way to go. That's definitely what is thrown at us at the stores, the markets, the gym, everything. So during these last couple classes, I have gotten the knowledge that it is not about protein. So it's about carbs, carbohydrates, carbs. And it is, it's just all about carbs. I mean, that's what is running our brain, our body, our cells, everything. So when you consume the protein with the carbohydrates, the protein will take longer to digest, and that in turn will make you feel heavy, sluggish, that type of thing. So the best thing you could do is have complex carbs about half an hour prior to your exercise, and you want to do that so the food's able to digest, actually about half an hour to 2 hours, even depending on how many grams of carbs you have. So essentially, you'd like to have 10 to 20 grams of carbs, half an hour to an hour before working out. And that will give your body time to digest, work itself into the bloodstream, in turn will give you the energy, and then you'll have the most out of your workout. And the most energy.
Fascinating. You're right. Most people think about protein and before the workout. You're talking about carbs. Well, can you give us some examples of types of foods that would be appropriate?
Well, even a piece of whole wheat toast
Okay.
with some peanut butter on it. Half a banana is actually okay too, say with the piece of toast. Yams are fantastic. So that seems to be a big thing that we're talking about right now is sweet potatoes, yams. They're like the perfect food. Honey drizzled on top, pumpkin seed. That'll give you the most energy. And post-workout, you pretty much want the same thing. You want to replenish the carb. So you'll want to do that half an hour to 2 hours after eating, or sorry, after working out.
So protein, the role of protein might be at the beginning of the day, maybe a few hours before you've worked out. What about the timing of the protein?
Well, you can have some, say, a couple hours before working out, and then a couple hours after. You're not limited to no protein with these meals, pre and post workout, but it just doesn't want to be your main item that you're consuming.
Now, I've tried a lot of these protein shakes and powders, and I mean, wow, there's just a huge market for that, isn't there? Entire retail stores devoted to nothing but soy protein and different kinds of protein. Some of them I didn't feel good after taking, and I know some friends who said the same thing. So, what about that kind of protein, sort of the chemical based, is it a, is are they okay if you can handle them, or the are they to be avoided?
Well, there is definitely some that are better than others. You have to be diligent to look at the ingredients. I would say yes, just make sure that you're actually getting the carbs with the protein as well. I actually yesterday had a look at my protein powder, which I assumed was fantastic. I've been on it for years. It tastes delicious. It's not gritty. Love it. I had a look, and there's 1 gram of carb. 30 grams of protein. So I have been doing the complete opposite. I will
Read the ingredients.
the ingredients. I If I was to continue to take it, I would just balance it out with some carbs as well for the pre-post workout.
Okay. So you might be on the lookout for a different protein.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm a diabetic, so I got to be careful with sugar. And one thing I've noticed is that a lot of products, protein primarily, the more protein there is, the more sugar there is. And I found that even with cereals, you know, if you want to have a high protein, high fiber cereal, it might have a lot of sugar. So I guess that's another thing to look for, eh?
Absolutely. Yes. You don't want to cover up all the good stuff with a pile of sugar. I would say for cereal, granola is the best way to go.
Okay.
For half a cup of granola, it's about, I think it's around like 25 grams of carbs, which is a good amount. So I would have that. You can also make your own and then be in control of the amount of sugar that is put on there. I would bake it on a cookie sheet, oats, a little honey. You could add some, well, the raisins wouldn't be good for you because the dried fruit, but some nuts, even some dark chocolate. Yes. And then just bake that. And yeah, and then I would add that to yogurt, even with milk, that type of thing. I was at just snacking on it by itself before my workout yesterday. So whatever gets the job done.
Well, you're certainly making me, and I'm sure our audience, a little bit hungry right now. That's for sure. You know, I like to pay attention to the news, and there's so many conflicting surveys out there. As you know, I mean, how many times have we heard that coffee is bad for you? And then how many times have we heard coffee is good for you? But I was quite shocked by a recent survey that said that multivitamins could potentially cause cancer. It's not something the medical profession talks about. It's I don't even think it's, you know, firmly established that that's the case, but this particular survey found that. So when it comes to products, how are you like in trying to evaluate them? I mean, I suppose a person could spend hours on the internet doing research.
Once again, ingredients. A lot of people won't turn around the vitamins. We get bombarded by the marketing and we just assume that it's good, especially if the price point is a little bit more expensive. We assume that they have it figured out and it's going to be good for us. On the back of the vitamins, I think most people would be surprised, especially if you're buying your vitamins from a grocery store, a basic drugstore, and not a health food store. You'll want to look at the back. Goodness, it's wild. Most vitamin C that you would get at those stores, if you look at the back, there's so much corn in it. It's mostly corn, not vitamin C. It's wild. So yes, you'll have to have a look at that. Also, when it says organic, only 1% has to be organic, and they can put it on the label.
Wow.
No. And then corn is definitely used a lot for the less expensive vitamins. So they can say that it's organic at the front because when they test the vitamins to make sure that it is organic, they actually, for that test, it doesn't include corn. It won't test and look for corn. So it can be corn that is hard for you to digest, not great for you, and not organic. And then you have the organic vitamins in there, and yeah, they can throw it all on the front and you think you're good to go. So that might actually have something to do with this study, is the fillers.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, when I heard that study, I stopped taking multiple vitamins. But yeah. I suppose I should take your advice. Well, now that I've heard it, is to check those ingredients very carefully.
Yes, absolutely. And the health food store is your best bet. You want to go and talk to somebody who has some experience, sees pays attention to these products and is around them constantly and gain some ideas from other customers, etc., other than trying to figure it out on your own at the drugstore.
Okay, just before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask you about some of the practices that are going on out there that people subscribe to. Things like Reiki. I don't know if we could put yoga into there, but how important are those sorts of things to your fitness? They don't normally get roped into the category of exercise, but they are still things that people are looking at, right? What's your view on that?
Well, I think it's self-care. I doing the spiritual appointments, Reiki, meditation, there's light therapy, there's the emotion code as well, which has to do with the bits and balancing yourself out. All of that is so important. Our lives are so busy, we go through the motions, even if we take the time to eat well, stay hydrated, work out. Those are so important, but people tend to do it quickly onto the next and not take the time to relax your brain and just be with yourself. So I think anything you can do to help out and balance your life, you're not going to feel worse.
So the spiritual and mental are as important as the physical.
I would say so. It's an entire whole. I think that most people, especially in the medical field, don't think of your body as an entire whole. Your pieces, your parts, replacement, not working together as a unit. So I think that's important.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks a lot, Brittany.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you so much for having me.